I am Dr. Pierre Ducan. I am French, nutritionist for 40 years, and I start to design my method in the 70s. I work on it step by step with my patient in my office in Paris. In 2000, comparing my results with the other methods, I decided to write a book to open that method to the public and to the French physicians. 12 years after, this book has been translated in 20 languages with 24 million readers. I take the risk to look immodest, but as a doctor fighting against a great threat, I am deeply convinced that this method is today in the world one of which has the largest power of growth with true results. I am here with you to explain why I think so and what are the characteristics of this method and how you can use it. So the keys. Now, what are the characteristics, the keys of my method? The first of one is the simplicity. There is 100 foods during the part dedicated to lost weight, 100 foods, 72 proteins, and 28 vegetables with a special mention, a magical mention, eat as much as you want. It's not nothing. So, the second key is that the 100 foods are natural. That's the foods that anyone can recognize as human and can find in any market. More than natural, these foods are the foods of the origins of our species, the food of the hunter and gatherer. Hunter of proteins and gatherer of vegetables. One of the keys important is to lose weight without hunger. You must know that the first enemy of the diet is hunger. You fail if you are in hunger. So that's something I like it very, very much. And proteins feels and satisfied. The strongest key of my method is the structure. What means structure? It's the framework. I repeat, my diet is divided in two parts. One to lose weight and one not to regain. Attack and cruise, the red and the green, are to lose weight, and the third and the fourth to maintain. The structure composes a roadmap in which it is difficult to escape because the user is in a frame where everything happens like it has been planned, like a roadmap, military roadmap, with a precise duration, with marks, instructions, day after day, pound after pound. Now, the first phase is the attack phase. It is based on 72 protein food like lean meat, poultry, fish, seafood, eggs, turkey. You have a lot of protein food and you have vegetal protein like tofu, seitan, tempeh. This attack phase lasts between 2 and 7 days. It's not a lot. Depending on the weight you have to lose, and you can, and in this phase, you can lose between 3 pounds and 10 pounds if you are obese. The second phase is the cruise phase. Just after finishing the first, you attack the second phase. User has to keep the 72 proteins in the first part of the fridge, and add the 28 vegetables for a total of 100 food. And he has to alternate one day pure protein and one day protein more vegetables until he reach the true weight. And in this phase, you can lose 2 pounds a week. I spoke about true weight. What is the true weight? It's very important. It's something, a concept of my method. A true weight is a personal weight. It's not BMI. It's a personal weight which integrates 11 parameters to calculate the best weight you can reach and in the same time maintain, because it's not the same. You can reach a lot, you can go down and reach a very, very thin weight, but you will not conserve it. So it's a resultant, huh? It's very important. Now we enter is one of the more interesting phase, because I start to work on maintaining the weight after losing weight, and that is innovating. The third phase is consolidation. It starts the first day after reaching the true weight, when you have your good weight in the pocket. The user keeps the 100 foods, proteins and vegetables, and he add one fruit, he add bread, he add cheese every day, and twice a week he add starchy food and 2 celebration meals a week. During this phase, with long, because it lasts 5 days by each pound, because I calculate in kilo, but for you, you have 5 days to each pound. And you see that it's just like a step of chair. The first step is protein, is vital. The second one, vegetable, essential. The fruit is important. The bread is useful. The cheese is flavor. The starchy food is energetic. And the celebration meal is pure pleasure. And you see that you learn step by step the importance of the food. And when you finish the 100 days or more, if you are, it can be 200 days, if you start obese, you understand what is the real, the good food to follow the rest of the life. And then that's the rest of the life. It's the fourth phase, permanent stabilization. It's crucial, it's compulsory, and that's the best point of my method. Not to regain. That's very important, because if you lose weight and you regain, it's better than not to do nothing. So keeping in mind the pattern of the consolidation, what you learn, you return to the normal diet and maintain the weight loss following 3 simple rules. Simple, concrete, very efficient, not too painful, but indispensable, not negotiable. The first one is the protein Thursday. For one day, in the middle of the week, you return to the protein to protect the rest of the week. The second is, if it's possible, avoid elevators, depending where you live, and walk 20 minutes a day. And the third one is 3 tablespoons of oat bran every day. Why oat bran? Oat bran is very important in my method. I studied the properties of oat bran on weight loss, and I found that 3 tablespoons of oat bran increases the amount of calories and cholesterol found in the stools. This action underlines on 2 physical properties. The first one is absorption. The oat bran can absorb 25 times its volume of liquid. And when it is in the stomach, it absorbs this water and it swells and produces satiety, mechanic satiety. And the second physical property is the viscosity. When it arrives mixed with the food in the intestine, it sticks to everything is around it. All the nutrients, protein, glucid, fat, and so on, and their calories, and they prevent them to pass in the blood, and they go in the stool with it. So when you eat oat bran, you lose a little bit calories, not a lot, but 5%. But every day, every day, every day, and it's good to cook. Walking. Walking is my preferred physical activity, because man born, the species of human being start with walking. No other animal walk on 2 feet. Without exercise, it's clearly sure that the weight come back. So you see in my method, in attack you have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you can see that in each phase the walking is well prescribed. Another key is the dimension of pleasure. Around the world, I meet people who share the international recipes. We have now something like 1,500. It's a lot, and they can exchange all during and all along the world, people coming from States, exchanging with Chinese, with Japanese. It's a pleasure to see that. Yes, I return to that. My absolute priority is not regaining the weight you lost. And I think maybe you will think something else if you know. I think this method is the only with a proper stabilization plan, simple, concrete, with the Thursday, with the walking, it's a methodical, and that works. At this point, I should like to tell about the internet. I think there is too many people in the world. It's 1.5 billion of people overweight, and it's difficult to take time to be with everyone every day. So I think the internet can help and will be the future of the fight against the... But it must be personalized, interactive, and daily. You can see the Duke and Diet American one. And there is a lot in the world, but this is the American one. You can see and the secret. What is the secret and the science behind my method? You can see that all the animals in the world, human included, eat 3 universal food groups. Carbs and fat are fuel. The carbs are immediate fuel, and fat are fuel but in reserve. And when you eat that, your body like it and pump a lot. But the third one, the protein, is not a fuel, is not a carburant, is the building nutrient. It's made for creations, for growth, and for maintaining the body. So it helps, because if you eat more than the average of protein, your body doesn't know very well how to use it, and it's a lot of waste. And another secret, more psychological, is the pleasure and the displeasure. All along my nutritionist life and my relation with my patient, I notice weight loss problem comes from an imbalance between pleasure and displeasure. People put on weight when they suffer, when they have not enough pleasure in their life, when they have too much stress or displeasure. And to lose weight, it's just the opposite. You must increase the pleasure and reduce displeasure. And I write 6 ways to get more pleasure and 6 ways to have less displeasure. That's very important. Huh? That's something we never speak about, because we speak only nutrition, calories, nutrients, but nutrition and calories. In France, we say if you put on weight, it's because you eat too much and you don't move enough. I think you say the same here. But that it's not the why, it's the how you lose, how you put on weight. But the why is here. You put on weight because you have not enough pleasure, and you put and you eat to fabricate it for the health coach you are. And I take the time to write 8 rules to follow if you want to be a very good health coach. You will see that you have to guide and support your patient to explain my method if you want to give it. Calculate the true weight. That's very important. For any method, you must know where you are going to. Clearly distinguish between good and bad food. That's the minimum. Provide support during a period very, very, very hard is the stagnation. When you are in the second part, sometimes you have a few days, 1 week sometimes, you stagnate. And the way you make the diet very well, and you see nothing on the scale. You are here the best way to help. To explain, of course, the role of exercise, and to help to reduce displeasure with stress, sleep, and lapse. Encourage them to cook, because cooking, more in France maybe than here, I don't know, but cooking is very important if you want to lose weight. And that, to finish, it's what you have not to do, but it's not my territory, but I just think that in French, I work with nutritionists, and it's always a problem to see which gives the diagnosis and which gives the treatment, and sometimes could be, I think the best way is to be the intermediary between the patient and the doctor. We like it very much, and I think you are the best. Thank you very much.